What's up, bitches? Welcome to the Listen Bitch podcast with your host, Brandon Lynette. Make sure you have subscribed so you don't miss an episode. I do not monetize the podcast, which means you don't have to listen to commercials, but there is a price. I want you to share this on your socials, share it with a friend, share it with someone you hate. I don't care. Make sure you subscribe and that you leave a review. I also have a Facebook group called Listen Bitch, where I post journal prompts every single day to keep the inner dialogue conversation growing. Everything we talk about on the podcast is something that you're going to build upon. There isn't anything that's going to be an overnight fix in your life, but that's why I'm here 5 days a week, Monday through Friday at 5 a.m. Eastern. You can find me. So let's kick off today's conversation with some energizing activities to kickstart your day. This week, I'm really focused on energy talk, because I have been in a funk. I've been in a funk when it comes to like doing the things that make me feel really good. And I think that happens to all of us. So I believe that together we can kind of get ourselves back on track. I have been slacking in the workout area of my life. And I'm definitely, you know, it's that part of life where I'm beating myself up. And I've talked about that this week, last week, where I've just been pretty hard on myself. So we're going to talk about some ways to kind of kickstart our day. And then, you know, I was talking to my sister today and having the conversation about just, she felt lazy sometimes. And I know it's not lazy. I know that our brain gets caught in that automatic programming where it's in autopilot, right? We're not showing up as the sole content creator for our personal lives. We're just kind of in robotic mode and going with the flow. And we just fall into that trap of our brain just having these thoughts repetitively. That shit's exhausting. I talk about microdosing. It's something that's helped me. So I recommend, if you haven't started on one of those episodes, jump back into the tabs and you can find the podcast for Microdose Monday. Every Monday I talk about it, how it helps me, how it has given me kind of the relief of exhaustive, just anxious thoughts constantly nagging at my brain. It's helped a lot. But listen, bitch, I know mornings are sometimes the toughest part of our day. We don't want to get up and we sure as fuck don't want to go to work, but mornings are important. And a good morning is probably the most important step to ensure that you have a good day. 100%. If you stumble out of bed, shower, get dressed, and rush out the door with a cup of coffee, you're not setting the stage for a productive day. You're like in a reactive mode, 100%. An effective day starts with an effective morning. You can't be rushed and be at your best. I want you to get your day off to a good start, okay? One of the things that helps me, and I literally just finished doing this for today so I can set myself up in the morning, is make a to-do list the night before. You can't get your morning off to the best start if you don't know what you have planned for the day. Do you need to wear a tie or put on some jeans rather than the leggings that you need to wear? If you know what's going, you know, to happen, you get your mind in the right place. You know how you're going to spend your day. One of the things I do consistently, this is my number one step, and it helps me a lot, is that I drink a huge glass of water. 32 ounces. That's the first thing I do when I wake up. I slam that bitch. After a night of sleep, you're dehydrated. So when you wake up, your body craves water. Avoid the caffeine right away. It's hard on your body. And if you're too tired in the mornings, that you're just addicted to that caffeine, go to bed earlier. But I promise that water, it is energizing. It's like your body's getting exactly what it's needed for 8 hours and it's excited to replenish. Something that I'm going to work on tomorrow. Come on, B. It was my husband's idea today. He's talking about the weather being nice and we need to go for walks and we need to, you know, get back out there. And he's like, going for walks. And bitch, I have not been on my treadmill in a very long time. And I know, you know, I get 10,000 steps a day. That's easy to do, like running around the house, you know, up and down after cats, animals, kids, all the things. But I used to feel really good because I would get my 10K even before noon. Now I'm like, you know, barely getting the 10K before bed, really. So go for a walk. If you don't have the treadmill, put on your running shoes, head outdoors. Feel free to run when the urge strikes you. That is definitely, we talked about that yesterday. Not one of my fortes, okay? But a morning walk is a great way to wake up and clear your mind. You're going to feel good and you get a jump on the day. You feel empowered. Any form of exercise, any movement for your body, that's acceptable, provided that you feel better at the conclusion than you did at the beginning, right? Now isn't the time to wear yourself out, okay? We're not trying to kill yourself. You should feel invigorated at the end. Find the best workout plan for you. Bitch, you can go on fucking YouTube and find a million free workouts. Even TikTok, I've seen like these workout videos where they give you the base and you just repeat it like four times. There's no lack of what you could do, even if you're just home with your kids, right? There's access at your fingertips for a workout. So that's not an excuse anymore. And then have a good breakfast. A good breakfast should make you feel good and provide the nutrition you require until lunchtime. You already know what food makes you feel good. Food affects your mood 100%. So make the choice that's going to make you feel good, okay? Big ass plate of spaghetti with, you know, three pieces of garlic bread in the morning. Not so great. Not so great. The mornings, my favorite breakfast is a cup of chai with scoops of protein powder. Honestly, it's super filling and I feel great. I add my, you know, neurotropics. I add some extra mushrooms in there, lion's mane, all the things. I feel better. So keep experimenting with your breakfast to find one that really works best for you. And then this is the time that you should be reciting your affirmations. Just like we talked about yesterday, say the affirmations while you're in the shower, while you're exercising, driving to work. Find a time that works for you and be consistent. Use affirmations that address the challenging areas of your life. The things we say to ourselves repeatedly become our truth. You have to continue to say it until it's ingrained. The same way you have trained your brain to just fall into the ruts of all the negative thinking, you do this with the good thinking too. And bitch, you're going to hate what I say next, but maybe you have to get up earlier than necessary. Okay. If you start your morning behind schedule, you're not able to take control of your morning. That's it. It's much more enjoyable to spend your morning without the pressure of being on time. Go to bed earlier, get the sleep you require, wake up earlier, especially my moms out there. I know we're like, there was a point, it's a season. If you have a newborn, bitch, I mean, you sleep as much as you can. Okay. I'm not saying get up early with the newborn because that is exhausting. The baby's taking a 24-hour drain on us. And I get that. I'm in the season of, I don't really have that. I don't have that. And I feel like I would really genuinely enjoy being able to wake up and have the house to myself. The only issue is I have a co-sleeper who wakes up like a Nazi whenever I do. So that never ends well. She's usually pretty upset. But get it. I have the time in my day because I have the freedom as majority of my life is a stay-at-home mom. So if you need to do this, get up earlier than necessary. And then what you have to do is be prepared to deal with your most important task first, okay? The biggest non-negotiable that you have, face it head on, get it over with. What's the hardest fucking thing you would have to do during your day? Your resources are at full capacity earlier in the day, 100%. By afternoon, you're running out of gas and you know this. So put your energy and resources where they can do the most good. Have a plan. Get busy. Life is hectic. You're not helping the situation by crawling out of bed at the last fucking moment and eating donuts on the way to work, spilling coffee on your shit. Okay. A good morning increases the odds of having a good day. So give yourself the time in the morning to gather your thoughts and prepare for the day ahead. One of the biggest things I'm going to tell you guys, and it's a non-negotiable, is the meditation. That's it. And some days before I get busted, I only get like 10, 15 minutes of meditation. Other days I'm sitting there for an hour and I don't even know it. This is a non-negotiable. And that is the time where I get to have the questions. I get to hand everything over to God that I can't handle. I get to ask him for the help for the things that I know I can, that I need his support with. And then I give him, you know, I check my body. Is everything feeling good? Are we aligned? I make sure my brain and my heart literally are connected. And that is a visual thing. I don't care how you have to picture it, but every single day you need to make sure your heart and your brain are connected. The reason you're feeling anxious and lost and you're feeling unmotivated and you're tired and you're literally feeling lazy is because your brain and your heart are not in coherence. They're not working together. So your body is twice as fucking tired. Okay. Your brain's on a crazy ass rampant run and your heart's going nuts. It's messed up. And I know we get to these spaces where we just do kind of feel lazy. We get tired. We're exhausted. Our thoughts exhaust us. Okay. But laziness is the ultimate expression of passivity. Okay. When you let laziness become the norm, because you get to control this. Okay. You get to control this moment. You're not engaging with your life and you're leaving the results to chance. So learning to move beyond the urge to be lazy is a useful skill. You have to continue the practice of your affirmations, continue that stepping up to be the person that is empowered in your life, to be the person that takes responsibility, to be the person that is making solid fucking choices. You have to choose this. So if you want to be the person that takes over the wheel in your fucking mind, these are things I'm going to help you with, okay? You've got to think small. The thought of taking on, if you've not been doing anything, if you're stagnant in life and you've just been like run down and you're not sure where to start, okay, this is where we're going with this, because this is the thing. We do end up letting our anxiety turn us into lazy people because we become stagnant and then there's just no more desire to do anything outside of like breathing, right? We're fucking exhausted. But this is how we do that. We start by thinking small. The thought of taking on a big project, that's overwhelming. And it's easy to trick yourself into feeling negatively about tackling the work at hand. Break big tasks into smaller bites and then keep your focus on that single task, okay? Big projects are nothing more than several smaller related tasks. If you sit there and you stare at the whole fucking elephant, you're going to think, I can never eat this motherfucker. There's no way. That's why they say you have to eat an elephant one bite at a time. You're not jumping 100 fucking stairs on the staircase. You're taking one step at a time. Break it down. Use a timer. This has been monumental in me making changes in my life, including even just my lazy workouts. Okay. I'm like, fuck it. I'm just going to do a 15-minute floor workout because I know I'm still doing something. I just beat myself up because I know it could be more, right? That's our toxic ass trait, our toxic response as humans. I know it, bitch. I could be doing more. I'm working on the compassion. Okay. I'm working on the compassion and setting, you know, giving myself that space of forgiveness, setting an intention when I microdose so that we can do the damn thing to our full potential. That's how we should be living in every area of our life. And it takes one shot at a time. I could not live full potential to every area of my life at the same time. I can't. So that's where the compassion comes in of like, look, you're going balls to the wall here, here, and here. Let's do the best we can here. Right? That's how it works. So set a fucking timer, 10, 15 minutes. If you can get yourself to do workouts that you haven't done, 10, 15 minutes, knock out the dishes, 10, 15 minutes, fold the fucking laundry. The simple act of setting a timer for a specific period of time, it provides the motivation and focus you need to re-energize. The use of a timer frees your mind. That's the truth, because you know, when the timer stops, you can stop. Even before you get started, you're like, bitch, okay, I know this is only gonna be 15 minutes. A timer turns your work into a race, and races are exciting. Like, you want to do as much as you can before that bitch goes off. Everybody responds to that. We all have a little competitive nature in our bodies. So utilize that for your benefit. Okay. And then you've got to think long-term. If you're just focusing on right now, bitch, you're going to microwave mentality yourself to the fucking grave. Okay. You're going to want instant gratification on everything in your life. Fuck that. Only focusing on the short term is a common mistake. All the work comes first. The good stuff comes at the end. Look ahead. Keep the long-term benefits in mind. This is what motivates you to get started, okay? You have to picture the results you desire. Take the time to imagine yourself enthusiastically getting your work completed. We've all heard about the benefits of visualization, but few of us actually do it. Try it before starting a new project. Try it again when you feel laziness creeping into the picture. Then you've got to avoid procrastination, okay? Procrastination, we're all fucking good at it, right? And even my son got in the car today and he was like, Mom, I got to turn in a paper I didn't think I could turn in because it was due Friday. And he was pretty excited. He's like, I put it off all weekend. And he's like, I did it last night and it took me 10 minutes. Why did he procrastinate? Because he thought it was going to take up so much time, but really it was 10 minutes. We all do this. It's one manifestation of laziness. It's true that getting started is the hardest part. Avoid thinking too much about the work at hand. Jump in and get started. You'll find that continuing to work is much less challenging than getting started. Okay. Start quickly and you won't have time to talk yourself out of it. Don't give your thoughts time to derail your actions. Stick to a single task. Multitasking is distracting and overwhelming. The idea of dealing with multiple tasks is enough to trigger laziness. That's it. All right. That's your anxiety. That's your thoughts controlling you. That's the overwhelm. And that's what happens. Your body gets fucking tired. If you've already thought about 100 things you have to do, your body doesn't know that that thought isn't really happening right now. So it's fucking tired. You've got to stick to one task. When it's done, you move to the next. Okay. It's much more relaxing way to get things done. You've got to use the self-talk. Okay. Affirmations. Instead of coming up with excuses to justify being lazy, Use the voice in your head to avoid it. It might take time to reap the rewards, okay? But effective self-talk, the affirmations, they have a positive impact, okay? Tell yourself, I avoid laziness and get things done. Doing what needs to be done gets me closer to my goals. I can be lazy after my work is completed. I have control over myself. I use my time effectively. Do this, repeat this, post it all over your fucking house. Grab some construction paper, cut it up in pieces, write the words, tape it around your house all day. Change your mindset, okay? Get some rest. If you're truly tired, rest might be the best medicine. Eat a healthy meal and get the rest you need. A little fresh air, that's everything. Get grounded. Get your bare foot on the ground, okay? Moving your body. Do some stretching out there barefoot on the grass. Exercise is beneficial. You've got to make your physical health a priority. It's easier to avoid laziness when you're not exhausted. That's the truth. And I really just want you today, as we're ending the podcast, I want you to really just consider the consequences. We think about how much we don't want to get busy, but we fail to consider the negative consequences of being lazy. Make a list of all the negative outcomes you'll experience by being lazy. This might give you the motivation you need to become action-oriented, okay? What happens if you live like this for the next 6 months? You probably guarantee yourself another year just like this. And we know the truth, don't we? We're not fucking happy here. We're not happy flirting with this whole stagnant lifestyle. There are some days where we're like, yeah, thank God we could be lazy. That someday shouldn't turn into a week that's turned into a month where it's been a fucking year and you're still in the same position in life. That's not okay. It is time to take radical responsibility and know that you're creating your future. One fucking decision at a time, one action-filled activity at a time, one thing that you wake up and do for yourself. Considering that big picture, okay? Overcoming this idea that we have as laziness, it's a valuable skill. You're hacking into your default mode, okay? Have a plan for your day. This helps you avoid just falling back into that slump. When your time isn't planned, it's easier to waste. Overcoming laziness becomes easier after each successful avoidance. You're going to soon discover the strategies that work for you. Okay, bitch, I don't want you to keep letting this derail your success and your productivity. That's been your excuse for too long. We want the bigger things. We want more freedom. We want more joy. We want more peace. It's not just going to come to us while we sit here binge watching Netflix. That's not how it works. You've got this. You're empowered. You are strong. You are confident. Change comes easy to you. That's an affirmation you should do 100%. And every time I talk about affirmations, I keep telling myself, like, maybe part of my calling in this podcast is to have a separate affirmation podcast. I don't know. Maybe you bitches could help me with that. Is that something that people would be involved in? Because I look at the listening base, like I can see the listening history. I used to do affirmations on this podcast. And if you go back to when I first started, like maybe 6 months ago, not even 5 months ago, you can see a couple episodes or affirmations, and they were my least listened to project out of all the episodes I do. So it wasn't a big hit, but I mean, I would still show up for, you know, a small demand on that. I think I would just need to be separate, or I just need, you know, to put it in that Facebook group. So email me at brandonlynette.com and let me know if affirmations are something that would benefit your life and that you would commit to. And this means I'm going to say shit that you don't believe, and you're going to have to teach yourself to understand that it's possible. It's possible. We just want to adopt the good thoughts. It's easy for you to choose food that's healthy. It's easy for you to wake up and move your body. It's easy for you to commit to the tasks at hand. It's easy for you to juggle your responsibility. It's easy for you to find balance in your life, right? These are the thoughts we need. Not like, I can't do this. I'm too tired. I feel lazy. That's too much. That sounds scary. That sounds intimidating. Like, what are all the things we say to ourselves that just fucking stop us in our tracks? We want to stop that. Okay. So we're going to focus on your energy this week because, bitch, we all need it. We're coming up into spring, and that should be energizing in and of itself. Like, feeling inspired when it's nice out to get moving again and do all the things. Let's pre-game for when real spring hits. Okay. I'm in Michigan, so Mother Nature kind of fucks with us. Like, it's snowing one day and it's 50 degrees the next, and who knows what she's going to decide with us, but summer is coming. It's around the corner. So let's get motivated to get our asses back on track and take responsibility for where we are. Have a great day, bitch.